Shaddai, gradually, Jehovah gave up. Translation. The king of this planet, Maharaj Ambarish, thus performed devotional service to the Lord, and in this endeavor practiced severe austerity, always satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead by his constitutional activities. He gradually gave up all material desires. Purport. Severe austerities in the practice of devotional service are of many varieties. For example, in worshipping the deity in the temple, there are certainly laborious activities. Shivigrahara dana nityanana shingaratan mandira marjanado. One must decorate the deity, cleanse the temple, bring water from the Ganga and Jamuna, continue the routine work, perform arati many times, prepare first-class food for the deity, prepare dresses, so on. In this way, one must constantly be engaged in various activities, and the hard labor involved is certainly an austerity. Similarly, the hard labor involved in preaching, preparing literature, preaching to atheistic men, and distributing literature door to door is, of course, an austerity, tapo yuktena, tapo dibyam putraga. Such austerity is necessary, yena sattvam shudyat. By such austerity in devotional service, one is purified by of material existence, kaman shana jaho. Kaman shana jaho. Indeed, such austerity leads one to the constitutional position of devotional service. In this way, one can give up material desires, and as soon as one is freed from material desires, he is free from the repetition of birth and death, old age, and disease. Ananda lila maya vigrahaya himabni dibhya chavishundaraya tasmai mahaprema tasmai hamabhi dibhya chavishundaraya. So anyway, this verse, itam bhakti yogena tapo yuktena paratiba sadharamena harin prinan sarvan kaman shana jaho. The king of this planet, Maharaj Ambarish, thus performed devotional service to the Lord, in this endeavor practiced severe austerity. Always satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead by his constitutional activities, he gradually gave up all material desires. So in several places it has been seen in our literature that the desire for material activity, fruit of activity, has to be given up. Practically this is stressed throughout everywhere in these Bhagavatam. The Bhagavatam itself is the sword. Yadanudhyasina yukta karma granti nibandhanam. The sword for cutting the karma grantini, the ropes of this material world. And Bhagavatam is our means of conquest. Sometimes it's said, Prabhupada said, the means of conquest. Devim Sarasutim. Just by reading Bhagavatam, we get a good idea of what to do every day. Here it says, Shivigraha. Generally, we don't think of this as a heavy austerity, decorating the deity. Actually, we take great pleasure in it. The pujaris, they like to decorate the deity. And those who come to the temple, they like to see the deity. That's even easier. That's an easier austerity. But it's easy, but is it more austere? So this is an austerity. Practically, Prabhupada said that whatever we do is not really an austerity, but it's simply pleasurable. So our austerity and our pleasure are kind of merged. So we do believe in merging our pleasure. But we merge our pleasure and our austerity at one time. And then Prahlad Maharaj in his famous prayers, Tibrena, Kalena Tibra Tapasa Parishuddha Bhava, is described there that Lord Brahma, after a very long cosmic time, Kalena, he did doing, he was doing what? Tibra tapasya, very intense tapasya, very intense. You know, we don't even have any idea. Create the whole universe. Think of Hiranyakashipu. He actually, he wasn't even, he was a big demon. He did very big austerity to get what he wanted. And Lord Brahma, the creator of the universe, had to satisfy him. So, and he is an ordinary demon, big demon. So. But by this tapasa, tapena loka, this whole universe is created. Tapasai vedam, Sri Jami tapasai vedam, second canto. There's several verses that describe that this universe is created by tapasya. So Lord Brahma did that by his tapasya. And grasami tapasa, it's also maintained and destroyed by tapasya. And whatever we do in this world is also a sort of suffering. We read the verse in 8th canto, sarvo hridayam, sarvo prayaso janaha. The main activity of the sadhu, the actual devotees, is they accept a certain sort, this tapasya, for, because others are suffering. Tapena, loka, tapasa. I think that's tapasa, tapalokena. That's it. That throughout this world, everyone's suffering. So tapa means actually to suffer, or literally to make hot. You know, because when you do heavy labor, you get hot. And sometimes it's cold too. But there's many austerities in this material world. Hot, cold, suffering, a lot of suffering. The six Goswamis describe Govinda Lilamritai, and one of the verses describing that Papotapa, Nikrintanol, Tanu Britam, those who are Tanu Britam, embodied in this material world, they're suffering due to their offenses and their sinful activity. And the sadhus, they're simply looking after their welfare. Just anybody you see in the Bhagavatam, like this verse is quoted by Rishabhdev, he's instructing his sons. First, he's telling them how in this material world, you should not struggle like the hogs, stool-eating hogs, after sense gratification, and parabaras tavara bodha jato, parabaras tavara bodha jato, Yavana jigyasata atma tattvam. One should be anxious to inquire about his actual spiritual welfare. You know, we're born ignorant. But Rishabhdev gave these instructions to his 100 sons. And this is one of them that Prabhupada quotes, tapo dibhyam. Tapo dibhyam. There may be some tapa, that verse is there that, what does it say? Antaba here, tapasa, harim, that if one does his tapasa, what is that verse? Yadi haris tapasa, antaba here, what's the first line? Yeah, what's the third line? Huh? I hear a lot of noise, I don't hear any shlokas. Anyway, it says there in that verse, everyone doesn't have any gusto. So that verse says, if within and without one sees Krishna, Hari, then what is the use of his tapasya? He doesn't need to do tapasya. And if within and without he doesn't see Krishna, also the tapasya is useless. And aradito yadi haris tapasata. If his radito yara, if he doesn't worship Krishna, naradito, his also his tapasya is useless. And if he's already worshiping Krishna, he has no use for tapasya. So it's not a good advertisement for tapasya, that verse. But it's very cute, easy to learn verse. If you're planning to study verses, I recommend this one. Because all many of the words are similar. Naradito yara hares. And a good word there is hari. Hari are, Hridaya grantim vasati iti hari. There's one shastra called the Chaitanya Upanishad. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he discovered this. And one of the verses described, this gives a definition of Hari, he who cuts the ropes of this material world. Harim bina namatin taranti. One cannot get beyond this ocean of birth and death described here without worshipping Hari. So one has to worship Hari. But Prabhupada says in his purport that these are austerities. Now, people may do them at home. They can do them at the temple. It's nice if they all can do them together. And also at home, one should not think his home is just a laboratory for sense enjoyment or something. But he has to keep deity. That's very nice. But nowhere did Prabhupada say, or was it ever encouraged, that if one lives near the temple, he shouldn't go. Drumada, there's one in the second canto, one has legs, he doesn't go to the temple. Now, Prabhupada said, if your house is as good as the temple, that's okay. And he specified, do you have six artiks? During the installation of Gaur Nitya in L.A., Prabhupada actually spoke on this specifically to address this issue. And, of course, the issue being, you know, you can, of course, do it at home, but he said the standard is generally at your home is not going to be. I remember I went to some devotee's house, and he said, no, I don't have to go. He's changing his kid's diaper, you know, and then he's going back and doing his puja. And so this is not a very, but at the temple, everything's a very high standard. It's 5-6 artiks a day, very elaborate deity worship. At home, you may also do, but even the best, we've seen the best home standard, which, see, maybe they do 1-2 artiks a day. Very rare someone is doing like 3-6 artiks a day. That may happen, not sure where. But if one has the advantage that he can go to the temple, and he should take that advantage, and he can also Bhagavat Sanghi Sangasya, you can associate with Satam Prasangam, Mama Virya Sambido. When he comes together, this is very powerful. Kapila Dev recommends it. So, but Prabhupada, it's an interesting purport because he's saying this is an austerity. Otherwise, of course, at home, you may get up 7 o'clock and do your... But Prabhupada says, no. If you cannot rise before 4, then you shouldn't live in the temple. So if you can't rise before 4, what are you doing at home? You may rise before 4. We'll have to check up on everybody. So if you're coming to the temple and you rise, some people rising at 2, 1:30, but at least at 4, and one comes to the temple and associates. One must decorate the deity, cleanse the temple, bring water from Ganga and Jamuna. So obviously we don't have ample supply of Ganga, Jamuna, Jal, but we purify the water by our mantras. Prepare first class food for the deity. Prabhupada also said that when there's Radha Krishna Puja, there should be 7-9 brahmanas, certain amount of brahmanas. I think at home, we don't have so many, we have 9 brahmanas living in our house, I'm not sure. Could happen. But that temple is our real home. And so these are very wonderful austerities. And not like lying on nails or... One time I saw a guy in outside of Bombay. He'd been standing up for 20 years. That was his austerity. And he was like, when we went there, he was trying to sleep. You know, and he was like, he had himself rigged up with ropes. And so he slept standing up. And so that was his austerity. But just think, he could have been just doing very nicely, chanting Hare Krishna. We chanted to him like that. Tried to get him to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He wasn't adverse or anything. But I think he was a Moni Baba. He didn't talk either. So he was being held up by these kind of ropes. And so there's all kinds of strange austerities. And some of them are mentioned even in the Bhagavad Gita, 17th chapter. Ugra or Gora, they're very horrible austerities. And sometimes, like Hiranyakashipu is an extreme example, but people just do strange, like they get maybe a tattoo. It's kind of painful. And then there's some pleasure at the end. You got a picture on your arm. So that's kind of an austerity. Many people like that austerity. And, oh, But we see within the material world there's a lot of austerity. People are suffering. They're not getting anything out of it. They have to go to work. I read a description. People spend 4 hours. Some people live in somewhere, and then they go to a city like New York, and they have to go three hours there and 3 hours back. Like we heard about yesterday, can't wait till Friday or something like that. Then they're off, and then they suffer again. So this is we just heard in Bhagavad Gita, you're born, this is a suffering. So the material world is nothing but suffering. Shokashu, Sagara. It's the ocean, a Sagara. Shokashu, Sagara. Shokashu means tears, an ocean of tears. Mm-hmm. People are crying everywhere, suffering, lamentation. So many people, their relatives are being killed or dying. Every day, thousands of people cannot get proper water. What is this suffering? Imagine that because of the lack of such a king as Ambarish, then there's no proper management. The world situation is such that people are... I saw one thing that we're talking about oil pouring out. So, of course, in the Bhumi Gita, in the 12th canto, Bhumi, the earth, is watching in amazement, sometimes laughing, that all these people, after thinking they conquered the earth, then they go into the sea itself to try to conquer the sea. So just see how it's understood in Bhagavatam. And Bhumi is saying they go into the ocean. That's what they do. They go in the ocean, they drill a hole down there somewhere. And then they, as it says in 16th chapter of the Gita, they perform activities meant to destroy Jagad Ahita, unbeneficial activities meant to destroy the world. That, you know, they don't even mean to do it, but then that's what happens. Sometimes they don't. Some of them mean to do it, but because they have no other way to enjoy, they think, let me put more money in my account, more money. Let us go drill in the ocean. Then there was a commentary or another thing which they said that every single day for the last 50 years, on the coast of Africa, the oil has been spilling equal to the Valdez spill. Every single day for 50 years. I mean, nobody even talks about it. Make a big deal. Oh my God, all this oil. And they've been spilling oil there. So this is what's going on in the material world. It's not very nice. So in places like that, Africa, where there's no water, no nothing, they have to walk sometimes 20 miles and then try to dig in a certain area and try to get a little water 20 feet deep just to try to live. They cannot live. So what an austerity, what horrible things are going on. So a devotee, his heart is softened, looks like Vasudev Dutt and Rishabh Dev, King Ranti Dev, Narad Muni, very compassionate. So their hearts are melting. Please, let me take all their sinful activity. Put it on my head. So Ranti Dev, he also, antastito yena. Let me stay antastito amongst all these people. Astadi yukta napunam. I have no desire for this liberation. You see in Ranti Dev, he was tested by the devas. That after fasting, just like Ambarish fasted, such great devotees, he fasted for 48 days. Only 48 days. And then he was about to eat, take some water. He divided it with his family members. Then his portion, somebody came, a Brahmin or somebody, said, oh, can you give me some food? He gave immediately half. Then he had little left, and someone else came, like a Shudra, Chandala came with dogs, gave it away, had nothing left. Not even any water. So this is the soft heart. Paraduka duki. Nakrintano Tanubidam Govinda Ganamitai, the six Goswami, they want to pour on people the songs of Govinda. They want to give them the ras, nectar. Pati Gari Gari, door to door, Prabhupada says here that the austerity of preaching. So this is the how to please Mahaprabhu. He summoned Haridas and Nityananda. Suno Haridas, Suno Nityananda, listen to me. And he gave his agya. The Lord gave prabhu agya kore. He's giving his order that he said, prati gari gari, go to door and give this message, this Harinam Maha Mantra. So if someone is dissatisfied, and we can always recommend, go out and preach, or at least come to the temple and do that austerity. There's two sections of these austerities mentioned in this purport, preaching and also this vidhi of coming to the temple and doing that austerity. But if we cannot do any of those things, then you know, that means that we're very fallen. We should think ourselves such. So devotees have no desire for liberation. Mukti mukulatanjale sevate sman. Mukti is rolling in the dust for attention. The devotee doesn't care for mukti because Divya Kishora Murti, he's seeing the form of Kishore Murti, of Krishna. What is this liberation? I have no need for that. So this is the arasa gya. Those who have no rasa, the gyanis, they're speculating what is this? It's not this, neti, 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 nothing. They can't find. So, but they don't get any taste. So out of many persons, there someone may become a gyanis. Out of those gyanis, koti, one may become a rare person may become a mukta, koti mukta durlab, eka Krishna bhakta. One may be performing Krishna bhakti. Manushanam sahasdeshu. Muktanam api siddhanam. As many siddhas, one may become a bhakta. Bhakti yoga ena manasa sanya panito. Just like Vyasadeva. He performed bhakti yoga. He was told by his guru, Narad Muni, you're dissatisfied? Look at you. Jigyasi tam susampana. You made the Vedanta Sutra. What's the matter? You made Vedanta Sutra. You did the Mahabharata, all the Puranas. Everything you composed or you put forward in so many ways. And still you're dissatisfied. Therefore, you have to give directly this rasa. Krishna rasa, nam rasa. Nam Ras Matila Vishva, the whole universe becomes intoxicated by this. It's very easy to perform. So, as it's been announced, there's Harinam on Saturday. We can perform that austerity. There's so many types of austerities. This is the best, Yajna, very easy to perform. Kevala Ananda Khan, simply Anand, blissful. But if we perceive that it's some difficult thing, then this is not a good position. It's a Hare Krishna mantra, just like some devotees went out in New York a few weeks ago, in Brooklyn. So it's so rare to see a Harinam in Brooklyn that many people were saying, "Oh, we haven't seen you guys in years," even though the temple's just two blocks away. And Prabhupada, he said, "No, every day." Even the press, when we were at the press working, he knew all day they're doing press work, but they must, this isn't the final goal, must go out. Every day had to go for an hour, hour and a half, before press work. Everybody else was going 4 hours, 8 hours, 6 hours, you know, average. It wasn't an accident. Not an accident, but Prabhupada wanted it. And who knows more? We know more, or does Prabhupada know more? Just like Prabhupada is selling books. But if I think, let me sell something else. Jewelry, at that time there was jewelry. Prabhupada said, if I think, let me sell jewelry, that is not good. He said. So nothing's changed. We may be selling jewelry. We may be selling paintings. Maybe selling whatever. But Prabhupada said, selling books, Harinam, still the same tapasya is there. But that is inferior activity. We have to maintain, that's okay. But we should always be thinking, oh, I am very fallen. Just like these great sadhus, they're thinking, na prema shavanari bhak. I don't have any prema. I don't hear anything properly. Shravanadi Bhakti. What to speak of Bhakti? I don't have Bhakti. Rupa Goswami is saying like that. But the real goal, he says, Hari Rasa Madhira Madati Mata, rolling in Bhuvila Tamo, in the earth, rolling around. Bhavaluntana, Smara Gaura Gadadhara. Always to remember Gaura Gadadhara, Paksachara. Become the servants of Gaura Gadadhara. What is the servant of Gaura Gadadhara doing? We know. Pati Gari Gari, door to door. Of course, in those days they didn't have dogs and shotguns, so much, a little easier. Only one Jagai Madai. Now everybody's worse than Jagai Madai, practically. So it's even more austere. Okay, so we got the idea of this purport. Any comments, questions?
I was thinking there's something intriguing about austerity. Generally, the idea is that I can't live without constantly listening to everything my mind says. That's how I live. So in austerity, you pick something that your mind wasn't, it's not just coming from the senses directly. And you just see, what will happen if I don't listen to these senses? I don't think I can live if I don't listen to it. So it says, well, it's a training. See what happens if you do this. And then, of course, what the result is that you realize you're not your mind and you're not your body. And sometimes you lose the effects of austerity by material desire, comes back again, and then you get covered up. But it's kind of a mechanical way to get out of that mindset. However, in devotional service, it's almost funny to think of dressing the deities as an austerity because it's so pleasurable in the sense that your real constitutional position of being out of the body is what you're into is actually your spiritual nature, which is blissful. So it's kind of funny like that, where one can get the result of austerity very easily by soti, which is to understand you're not the body and mind. You don't have to listen to the body and the mind. You keep it regulated. So.
There's that verse by also in Prahlad's prayer where he's saying Prati Mukasya Mukashri, that if you dress the deity, you dress Krishna, then you automatically you'll be satisfied. It's like looking in the mirror. Actually, we show the deity in the mirror also, but what does that mean, looking in the mirror? I mean, it's a little bit mysterious, that verse. It's understood in a raw type of way, but it means that you dress the deity's satisfied. Everybody sees the deity. Just like we have big festival. Just now, even the deity looks very nice, beautiful today. Always. But sometimes more, sometimes less. Oh, we have a big festival. I look amazing, amazing. Nobody walks around when there's 5,000-10,000 people and they say, oh, did you see so-and-so? They look so beautiful. You see Bhakti Mary? She looks fantastic. What are you talking about? We've got Gaura Nitai, we got the whole Panchatattva, we have Radha Madhava and the eight Sakis, and you're talking about that Bhaktin? No. Everybody's satisfied conversing, parasparam, that verse is there, about Krishna. So we're satisfied like that. Because Tripniya Tirtha Badobhyana, that third canto verse is there. Who could be satisfied? We're never satisfied. That doesn't mean we're not happy to it, but it's increasing more and more. So even though we dress the deity today, but tomorrow and tonight we want to see what the deity is going to look like also. Oh, I saw the deity last year. I'm happy. You could say that, but Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam, it's increasing. We want to see. It's expanding. It's ever-changing. Bahu Rupa. The deity is always looking beautiful. Fresh.
Well, nice lecture. The obviously dressing the deities is then austere because Prabhupada gave us a high standard. He was always very concerned. And then the pujaris, it takes at least 4 or 5 hours because they get things before.
Take and bath, you have to get ready, take bath.
At least 4 or 5 hours.
You can't go out, you have to be here.
No, but to get all the things.
Wash your own clothes. You have to be clean.
And you got to do every day. And we have a clear example, like Jananiva's Pankajangari in Mayapur. They've been there for so many years, every day. That's the austerity. Austerity to come and see the deities, yes, also, because you have to drag your body to the temple, to see, to take dasha, Mangalarti or Guru Pooja, or in the evening if you're working. But that's the austerity. But and then Prabhupada, in another lecture, he says, the more that you decorate and serve in the deities, the more you become pure and clean and purified and spiritual decorating. So coming to see the deity, chanting, dancing, cooking, making clothing, jewelry, garlands, I mean, it's a nice...
Near the end of Prabhupada's pastimes, when he was in Vrindavan, he said, Pujari is most fortunate. Most fortunate. The Pujari is the most fortunate. And then he said, don't do anything else, just Radha Krishna. Don't do anything else. Don't do Maya, just Radha Krishna.
When you mentioned the mirror, I thought there was one point also interesting to think about, is that the mirror has dust on it right now, the Cheta, Darpana, Marjana. But when it doesn't have dust on it, when you look in the mirror, you find out that you're actually not the only one in the mirror. Krishna is with you. So that's a major change when the dust is removed. So the more that Krishna becomes attractive, the more also you do.
That's right. Prabhupada said you clean the temple or clean your heart. Oh, anything else? Over there. Go look now. Look, see if your hand goes up. Okay.
Sorry. The purport, Prabhupada said that one austerity is preaching to atheists, but Prabhupada says in other places that we should completely avoid the atheists.
Well, those were inimical. I mean, that's we avoid. But people are atheists, but if they're inimical, that's another thing. The Madhyamadikari, Ishvare Taradineshu, like that, he sees Krishna, those who are the devotees, and he sees those who are kind of bala, innocent, balishishu, and then those who are inimical, he avoids them. So they're all kind of atheists. So, but of course, you know, balishishu, like that. So he's probably referring to that. Let's see. Involved in preaching, preparing literature, preaching to atheistic men, distributing literature door to door, is full of course an austerity. Yeah, so that's a kind of a gray area of atheists. They're not devotees. But we don't say that they're not even on the level of the Kanishta Adhikaris. Therefore, they're considered atheists. They may think, they worship God, they have a little piety like that, but so there's a difference. There's different types of atheists, obviously.
Okay.
Those who are innocent, according to Prabhupada's definition, those who are atheists can be of these, obviously, a type who is not a devotee. He could have said non-devotee, but a non-devotee could be more innocent than totally inimical. So there's different types of atheists. Those who are, you go over to somebody who's not interested, he says, yes, I worship God. So he could be some kind of Christian or something. And he could be pious, he could be a Buddhist even. But in this sense that we're reading here, it probably means someone who's not devoted. So, yeah, we preach to them. Those who are powerful can also preach to complete atheists. I'm reading Prabhupada, something like that. But those who are on the Madhyamadikari platform, they're not recommended to preach to inimical people who are heavy-duty atheists, because they may defeat you. Or those who are Mahabhagavats, they can preach to, they can argue with atheists, those who are advanced persons. So there's different things in play.
I have another question, actually. Totally unrelated. You were talking a lot about how the importance of coming to the temple and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam class and all that stuff. But like, we're all here listening to your Bhagavatam class, so obviously we agree with you. But how do you, what is your opinion on how to bring the people? There's so many people in this community that don't come to the temple in the mornings, and you're saying how important it is. So how can we encourage them to come to the temple in the morning?
Well, this problem wasn't there in the old days. You either came or you didn't. Now we have a computer, internet, radio. Most people, and there's a big percentage of people who are too lazy to come to the temple, or they've convinced themselves that they will die or something, so they don't come. So, you know, gradually they may come. There's only two times that they don't come. That's in the weekend and the weekdays. But the weekdays, they're out trying to get money, and the weekend, they have to take a break from trying to get money. But it's only two times. What? Talk loud, I can't hear you. Yeah, that's right, they have to make money on the weekend. Then they take a break all week.
If the devotees see these activities as duty, it's my duty to come to Mangalarti, it's my duty to render some service, my duty. Then, and it's, you know, of course, an instruction from the spiritual master. If they reflected upon this, then I guess they'd become more aware and less complacent and try to get up. And if they see the urgency of these activities, you know, and the dangers of material lifestyle, you know, they would wake up and they would actually come. So like, if you bring an awareness daily, a kind of an awareness daily, then I guess this would wake some of them up. Like at my kids, I told them, get up this morning and come to the program. And I haven't seen any of them really. So it's...
Wait, they don't live with you anymore?
Sometimes they're with their mom, no. but the thing is, I called this morning, and I told him yesterday, come to the program, and here you go again. So until
they have other priorities, you know, there's so many priorities. I mean, even if you want to do Maya, you have the whole rest of the day. You could come in the morning from 4 to 9, and, you know, like that.
And then, like yesterday, my son, I said, you don't listen, you know, you're going to get reaction. As soon as he left my shop, a car slammed into his car. But nothing happened to his car. But he immediately ran to me, you know, he immediately ran to me and started to tell me, you know, I mean, look what happened. I said, I told you, you know, you just... I said, go home and start chanting rounds. And come to the program this morning. You see, and
it's one way to do it, out of fear, out of envy, out of anger, out of love. So, okay, so I think we're... anything else important? No. Okay, Hare Krishna. Glory to Prabhupada.